Congress is working on a response to that new slogan, Drill Baby Drill. The U.S. House is poised to vote on a Democratic energy plan this evening. It would open up some U.S. waters to offshore drilling in return for extra incentives for alternative energy. As NPR's Debbie Elliott reports, the Democrats call the plan a good compromise, while the Republicans call it a political sham.
With high gas prices on voters' minds this election year, Democratic leaders have been under increasing pressure to lift a congressional moratorium on most offshore oil and gas drilling. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, a longtime opponent of offshore drilling, now supports what she calls a compromise to open the Outer Continental Shelf, expand incentives for alternative energy, and do away with $18 billion in tax breaks for the oil and gas industry.
My colleagues have told me to tell you that it's time for an oil change in America, and this bill represents that.
The bill restricts drilling to waters at least 100 miles off the coastline, closer if states want it.
If you want to drill, the state must agree, and you cannot begin any sooner than 50 miles out to sea. And by the way, we're not subsidizing your drilling. So this is a complete turning upside down.
The bill would require utilities to generate 15% of their power from renewable sources by 2020. It extends tax credits for alternative energy from sources like the wind and the sun, and it creates tax incentives for plug-in hybrid cars, cellulose ethanol, and energy-efficient homes. Massachusetts Democrat Edward Markey says it will help break the nation's dependency on oil.
They keep saying on the Republican side, drill, baby, drill. What we're saying is change, baby, change. And they can't change. They're still out here with the big oil agenda. They're still out here saying no to wind, no to solar, no to efficiency, no to geothermal, no to the future. Innovate, baby, innovate. Change, baby, change.
But Republicans argue America needs more domestic oil and gas to make the transition to alternative fuels. And they say most of that oil is inside the 50-mile buffer zone that Democrats are calling for. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan says the bill provides little incentive for increased drilling.
To help families across this country, we need a real energy plan, not a sham. Here's the Democrat plan. No real offshore drilling, no drilling in Anwar, no new nuclear power, no revenue sharing with the states. But you know what's in the plan? Tax increases. Think about that. At a time we want our economy to grow, they're raising taxes. At a time we need more oil, they're going to tax the very people who produce the oil.
Republicans also don't like the way the bill came to the floor. House Minority Leader John Boehner.
When a bill gets filed at 9:45 the night before, and then it's announced it's going to come to the floor the next morning as the first bill up, a bill that no one has read, written in the dark of night, that won't do a damn thing about American energy. Enough is enough. The Speaker of the House.
He charges it's all about political cover.
This is intended for one purpose and one purpose only, is this bill coming to the floor. So some of my colleagues in the majority, the Democrat Party, can say, we voted on energy. Didn't do anything.
Many energy experts say there's not much of anything Congress can do to bring down prices at the pump. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, The Capitol.